Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
You're listening to Petty Little Things with your hosts, Victoria Secret and Davina Devine.
Hey, Petty Bitches. Welcome to Petty Little Things. We are back after a brief hiatus. We had a little moment last week where we were just up to our petty little eyes and we just needed a little 15-minute break.
Yeah, I want to clear up a rumor because apparently Twink had said that we got a case of lazy bitch syndrome. And yeah. I can actually tell you, no, we were just busy working every single day.
And also, Twink, LBS, lazy bitch syndrome, is curable. no, we've been actually up to a lot of stuff. We've had a lot going on. We've been trying to get a lot of fun things coming together that we are bringing your way. Mm-hmm. And it's just busy. It's, of course, now we're officially in Pride Month. Officially.
Yeah. Pride Month is all about you and not about us, if that makes sense. However, if anyone wants to pay for pedicures throughout the month, me and Davina will definitely accept them because God knows, a petty little pedicure. Oh my God.
That's our next thing.
Just given me something else to sell. I'm so excited.
So I'll do the tail, you do the feet.
Honestly, I actually got my first pedicure. I was telling Davina that I was going to go for one and I was freaked out that like I was going to have the ugly feet and that the woman was going to be like, oh, now my feet are actually okay as drag feet go. But I sat down in the little sofa, she turned on the massage chair and I looked over at the woman sitting beside me and her feet looked like Dublin bus had driven over them. So I was like, ah, you're grand. You're perfect.
And tell me, I know UCD vets open on Sundays. Did you? Is that where you went?
Sorry, hold on. Sorry, the line broke up a bit there. I didn't quite hear. What did you say?
You know, it's so funny. I think for drag queens in particular, it's always a little bit like a touch of the Roald Dahl, the witches, isn't it? When a drag queen takes
remove
a shoe off.
Your shoes.
Yes, you may remove your wigs. Like square feet, like crippled toes, like agony. But agony. Yeah. I think some drag have way worse feet than others.
Oh, definitely. I mean, like, listen, I love a pointy shoe as well. Like, the healthiest option is an open toe for all of your listeners.
A flip flop.
Wear shoes. Well, a flip flop. I do love a slider. I can't argue with that. But
I've noticed.
Come here. What I did order was, and I'm going to show you on camera here.
Okay.
And I ordered these today because I'm doing something that involves me being on grass. So I ordered a platform croc.
Oh my God. Sophia Hart has them. They're revolting.
I kind of hate them, but I also, like, what am I going to wear? I have to stand on grass.
Well, actually, what you do is when you're wearing on grass, there was actually someone on The Apprentice. It's these things that you can put on the end of your heel that is flat. I actually have loads of them I could have given you.
What are they called?
I don't know what they're called. They're just called heel protectors they're actually for Ladies' Day at the races so that people can walk on the grass.
Okay, brilliant. I'm ordering them today. Are these just for the horses or for the drag queens too?
Both, either or. Well, a lot of horses wear heels, so
you never know. But they actually do come in handy. I've worn them a few times. You know when there's like bad wooden floors in places and you kind of fall through the gaps? They're actually perfect for that. So, or just for kind of stabilizing you a little bit mentally and physically.
Well, we need that. We need a healthy dose of salpidine and stabilizers to get through this next month.
Well, listen, you've been away. You've been in Greece, home of Shirley Valentine's Rock. So how was your holiday? Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, firstly, let's get into my tan, girl. Look how lovely and tanned I am.
I think it must be the lighting.
Honestly, I had such a good time. I really needed it, like, not just to like delete my mail app, but also to just sit by a beach or a pool, like, and not think
was
about
it busy?
Work.
Was so many people there?
It was busy, but not too crazy. Okay, my favorite thing is, and I was texting my friend who I went away with, hi Dave, and big fan of the pod. And
big, massive, so big, can't find any time to listen.
we named some of the people that were like hanging around, because like our place was like all inclusive, which means some people were like, and I'm just going to say it, it seemed to be a lot of German people who were really trying to make the most of it. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
But there was this one woman who we nicknamed El Buzo. Her name was El Buzo. Okay. She lived in a kaftan all day long. And Jesus, she was never more than 2 feet away from the bar. Okay. Like even like 4 o'clock in the afternoon, you'd see her starting to sway. And then come about 1 a.m. every night, you'd see her waddling back to her room. Shit face. Like shit face.
Are you sure it wasn't a hall of mirrors?
So I miss El Buzo. Like she was good crack in her kaftan. But other than that, yeah, it was just so nice. They were bringing me cocktails all day long, just sitting around, a little crepe in the afternoon. But I did invite you. I know people are probably saying that, thinking, oh God, they hate each other. They don't even go on holidays. But she told me where to go, which is swiftly fuck off.
Greece.
I'm not ready to take a break just yet. Take a break. I'm not ready to take a moment. I haven't been actually out of the country. Do you know, I don't think I've even been out of the county in like 4 years.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I really, like, I don't think so. No, I can't remember if I was anyway. But like all through lockdown, and I've just no desire like to, I don't know if it's like a side effect of COVID. I just have no desire to go anywhere else. Like I think I'm going to take a break now after Pride, but I'm actually just going to stay at home. Lock myself in the house and just not see anyone for a week. That's my idea of a holiday. Where I can actually just switch off, because I like my creature comforts and I never have as good a time away as I do here in Dublin. Like the parties and kind of like just having a laugh with my friends. It's never equal to when I'm away.
Yeah. Well, okay, we spoke about this. We were talking about potentially going on a cruise, which we have gone on one before and it got a bit hairy at one point, but we're grown women now, so that's different. And I just think we need an L1 holiday. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like an absolute. We'll go and watch some awful cabaret show. We'll go to the buffet, eat our like little nibbles, that kind of vibe.
I have to say, like, I've seen some of like the gay cruises that have been going around, and I'm like, I could not think of anything worse, to
Me
be honest.
Too.
Like, it literally, like, you know, with the see all these like topless gays, and I'm just like, it actually just like gay soup.
Oh my god. I'd rather be in the jacuzzi where some elf fella has accidentally pissed himself than swimming in with a ton of babies from all the gay men in there.
100%.
By the way, because we reference this all the time, that I have like, have I forgotten to hit record on the podcast? Whereas actually today, Davina's recording from her end, and we did already record an opening for about 10 minutes. And then I was like,
It was four minutes. Just to be clear, it was 4 minutes.
But just, you know, they were really good content that you missed out on, because Davina didn't hit record on me.
Yeah. Well, listen, you know, it is a busy month it is a busy one. So there's just a big seagull, like literally like puffing at me across the wall, like actually like puffing its chest out at me. But yes, what's called, speaking of going away and being on tours, we have a very fabulous, new event that is coming your way, and something that we've been kind of planning over the last couple of weeks, but now we officially have a date and a start plan that is coming, and something really fun that you can bring your granny, you can bring your mom, you can bring your friends, you can bring whoever you want on it. But what is it? Tell us.
So it's a double-decker bus. We have nicknamed this bus called Double Decker Divine Secret. Secret, which it's stunning. The bus is actually ran by Bandwagon. We're teaming up, taking over their bus. They normally tour around Dublin with live trap music, but we said we need a bit of drag, we need some pop music, we need some performances. We're also going to have some interactive games, but also it's a bit of a celebrity favorites hotspot. So we're going to be seeing some spots around the city. It's 90 minutes long.
It's an inclusive, immersive experience, and it's called Petty Little Tours. Yes. And we are going to be doing some drag live on board. We're going to be playing some interactive moments. We're also going to be showing you all the sights and sounds of all the fabulous little locations and dirty little secrets that we know about this city. So it's going to be iconic.
I'm just so glad you called me little. Oh my God, dirty little secrets.
Well, actually, do you know, it's so funny. We were actually, when we were out to have a look at the bus and we were sussing out, I was like, Victoria's definitely going to have to work downstairs. She is like, you know, either that or it'll be a flat, like, credit union style wig for you upstairs.
Well, come here, there's very a limited amount of tickets. So if you want to join us, it is on Saturday, July 16th. Pickup is at Westmoreland Street. We'll take you out for 90 minutes. And tickets are available from our website, which is pettylittlethings.net.
Yes. So that's very exciting. We'll have that to look forward to. But that's post Pride. That's in July. So that's something, if you're looking for something to do of a Saturday evening, it's going to be Saturday at 6 p.m. And then you can still go and get yourself out at Saturday night afterwards. So it's all, to play for.
Absolutely. Come here. I am going to see Singing in the Rain later in the Borgosh Energy Theatre.
Very good.
Have you heard anything about it?
No, I haven't. I've seen the movie before, like back in the day. It wouldn't be one of my favorite musicals.
Oh no.
No, like just, it's a bit like, it's kind of like old style musical. Like, not, I'm sure it will actually be fabulous and the production will be brilliant, but just as productions go, I feel like they were always doing Singing in the Rain in my school. I feel like, oh, every year, like, either Singing in the Rain or fucking Fiddler on the Roof.
Were they going cheap? You know the way, like, there's always a musical that's going cheap and they're like, he's going to have that for 50 quid in a few drinks.
They were in my school. They were all going cheap. actually, funny you mentioned that. I was actually passing my old secondary school the other day. I was out for a walk and they have a pride flag hanging outside, which I thought was kind of nice. But it's not just there at June, it's there all the time.
Love that.
That's kind of impressive, isn't it? And I that's,
you know, how is that in comparison to like when you were in that school 38 years ago?
God, well, like,
I'm just kidding.
I'm like, I can't even count.
Yeah, no,
it feels like 38 years ago.
Could you have imagined back then like having like a rainbow flag outside?
Oh my God, when I was in school, I didn't even know there was a rainbow flag. Yeah. I didn't even know that existed. I didn't even know that was a thing. Mm-hmm. So the irony that that's there now on a full mast, and obviously it's sending out some kind of signal. Do you know what I mean? So I think it is great. It's positive. But
Your favorite thing, a full mast. You love
absolutely
that.
Flying high, baby girl. tell me. So you're going to see Singing in the Rain.
Yeah, I'm going to go see Singing in the Rain in Borgosh. I got good seats because I heard it actually rains and I want to be in the splash zone. Like, if you're not getting wet, what's the point in taking part at all?
Moister than an oyster, absolutely. I'm going to see the Cher show that's coming in July.
I've seen it.
You've seen it? Yeah, absolutely.
I saw it in New York. Yeah, yeah.
Well, so I actually bought, if my mom is a massive Cher fan, she loves Cher. So
can
I
she said, do an impression?
Oh no, she's not that kind. But she probably could if I pushed her.
Yeah.
But I bought her tickets for Christmas, and I was like, literally, I had it in my diary. What?
I'm just shook because like okay, listen, anyone that's listened to this podcast religiously knows that Davina is like, no, yeah, let's not do the Christmas present thing, and then you just drop that bomb.
Oh no, maybe it was her birthday. It's her birthday. It was actually birthday. And so that's how long ago it was when I bought them.
Yeah.
Basically, my mom can't go to the thing. It's like something's come up and I'm like, you're fucking joking. But she's like, oh, I really wanted to see that. So I had to go and fucking rebuy two other tickets. So I'm going to fucking, yeah. So I just, because I didn't want to see her kind of like miss out on it. And it's only here for 2 weeks. So.
Okay. Well, I have an idea. Let's use the budge. You know, we have a budge and we're going to buy those tickets off you out of our petty budget. And let's give away two tickets to see Cher. Why not?
Yes. Okay. Let's do that. Let's
how are we going to do it? Let's think of our feet, girl. Think on our feet and think of how we're going to give these away.
We'll figure that out. We'll more details will follow.
Okay. Okay.
Hang on one sec. Sorry. Hang on. The fucking phone is ringing. Fucking a landline fucking ringing. Who fucking rings a landline? Fuck's sake.
I actually haven't heard a landline ring in so long. I didn't even know what it was.
The only people that ring that fucking landline are scam callers. Hello, we're calling from your bank. It was like fucking ESB or fucking ES, whatever. Anyway.
So we will be giving away those tickets at our Pride party.
Yes.
Which is a lovely segue because actually I got great news just earlier and the event is fast on its way to selling out. Ooh. If you haven't got a ticket already, you'd want to because I feel like this time, next time we record, who knows if there'll be any left. They're just 20 quid. They're available on Ticketmaster and it's going to be camp as tits.
Absolutely. And you want to have a plan in place for Pride because let's face it, every year when it comes around, you'll be end up trying to queue to get in places. If you can't get in, you'd be like, you don't want to spend your Pride in a queue. You want to have guaranteed roof over your head. If it's going to be raining, who knows what way it's going to be. Actually, that reminds me, I need to get some synthetic hair for Pride because I don't want to get washed out like a drowned rat, like in a human hair wig.
Hold on. Wait, because I've never worn a human hair wig. This is kind of interesting. So when it rains and I'm wearing a synthetic wig, like it kind of just sits on the top of it and runs
it doesn't
down.
Absorb because it's basically like it's plastic. Like it's a plastic base. So it's like, so it doesn't absorb. Plastic can't absorb it. Whereas hair just soaks it up. So it's like, you know, it's like getting in the shower with real hair.
So if I got a super soaker at you in your human hair wig, would your hair be ruined?
Well, it'd be kind of like the opening of barbed wire, you know, when she's on the swing getting soaked with a hose. That's exactly what it'd be like. And I definitely like would pull my nipples out for sure.
Anyway,
that's exactly what it's like.
I'm kind of hooked on this new show. I've literally just finished it. It's called Big Boys. It's on Channel 4. Okay. Have you heard about it yet?
No, haven't heard a peep.
Okay, so the guy from Derry Girls is in it, Dylan Llewellyn, and he is...
Don't watch Derry Girls either, so no idea.
Okay, fair. And basically, it's his first year in college, and he's a gay, and it's all about... It's set in 2013, and his best friend is straight, and when I tell you the best friend is 100% your type, you will be absolutely obsessed. But it's so good. It's set over like his whole first year of college. It's only 6 episodes and they're all out straight away and they're like 23 minutes. Get into it.
And is this a gay theme show?
Yeah, kind of like it's a gay theme show. It's just done really well. It deals with like so many different things from like mental health, not actually the gay's mental health, like the straight best friend's mental health, to like, one of them, their granny has like, Alzheimer's.
Okay.
Like lots of different things. So I think it's right up your street.
Okay. So what I'll do here is I'll say I'm going to watch it and then I never will. So I'll check it out. Speaking of checking things out, I had a very interesting little day out there a little couple weeks ago. Ireland's first drag queen, Mr. Pussy, who's been doing drag in Ireland since the 60s, had his own waxwork made and unveiled at Ireland's Wax Museum.
Amazing.
Which was quite a fun experience. I've never been to a waxwork unveiling before. Yeah. And it was like Mr. Pussy, for those of you that don't know, has been in, basically he's an English born queen, came over here in the 60s to do one gig in Belfast, back when it was really like the troubles were rife up in Belfast. And then while he was in Belfast, decided, let's go down to Dublin for the day while we're on the island. Got the train down, loved Dublin and was offered a gig that weekend in like Baggot Street and never left, literally came and just never left like that. And it's literally as simple as it was. He got a residency here and that was it. So, but he was at one point Ireland's highest paid entertainer. Like he was Ireland's, what was it they call him? Ireland's most misleading lady. That's what it was.
They did.
And he was like all the show band era and like he was really up there always on TV and that was unheard of in those times. Unheard of. So they honored him with his own little wax statue, which was really sweet because, you know, he's of an age now.
Yeah. She paid her dues. So like, absolutely. Okay, I have a couple of questions because I haven't seen it in person. I've seen some of the Irish waxworks before and I've been a bit like, not great. So how does this line up as a looky-likey for Mr. Pussy?
Do you know what's so funny? I think being a drag queen, I think actually makes it easier to do waxwork of because it's a bit more theatrical and a bit more, but actually like, as statues go, I actually think it's pretty good considering. Now, on the way up to the waxwork, we got, if you haven't been to the waxwork in Dublin, you need to go. It's an experience, whether it's good or bad, it is an experience. I would recommend just doing it for the laugh. It's mm-hmm. you won't regret it.
Yeah. It's no Madame Tussauds. Like, it's
no, it is not. And it's, don't be going in there thinking you're going in to see Kylie. And we might see someone you think is Kylie, but it won't be like, yeah. So there's a lot of that. Like the Madonna looks a little bit like
Madonna after the sesh.
Not Madonna, like, at all. There is, who else is in there? There's a Conor McGregor.
Oh God. Was he a wrestler?
It kind of looked like it was just like a, you know, maybe an old Viking that they kind of just reused.
Oh my God, that'd be so good if they're just like looking at their stockings, seeing like, you could be a Kylie. Yeah, I see that for you. Come here. Did Pussy style the hair for the mannequin? Because like, she Pussy did. Was a bit of a wig mistress, right?
She was. Yeah, she used to make wigs. That was her. She used to make wigs for like Judy Garland and all the big Dusty Springfield back in the day. But she appeared in drag to launch the statue, which was quite fun. And she came out, and she's just such classic drag, do you know that kind of way? And it was really fun to kind of, she gave a little speech, and the guest list of people that were there was like a lot of like, you know, kind of like that older showbiz set, which actually just, you know, I just think going forward, as I was saying to you before, they don't make stars like that in Ireland anymore, you know, like classic Irish celebrities. And now it's all these fucking TikTok twits and like fucking influencer dickheads, and it's like, you know, these people actually had talent. They were like entertaining crowds all around Ireland for a living, 7 nights a week. Mm-hmm. And it's just kind of sad to see that's never going to be the same again, you know? Mm-hmm.
But Tell me this, was there a glass of wine at this?
Oh, there was lots of Prosecco. There really was. And there was these amazing sausage rolls.
Don't do this to me. Yeah. Like, for anyone that doesn't know, it's 1:01. I'm ready for dinner and she's talking about sausage rolls.
Oh, I know. No, it was amazing. So it was like really, and I'm delighted to be there, and it was great to support her. And yeah, I'd love to get her on the pod.
Yeah. Oh my God. If we could get her for Pride, I would die. I have to go in and see it for sure. Maybe I'll bring my mom in. She'd really enjoy that. That's what I'll do. I'll bring my mom in. Come here. Before we take a little break, we should do a little shout out because we've had an influx of people supporting us on mm-hmm. Patreon, and honestly that means so much. It means you're really enjoying the pod and you want to support us so that we can keep it going. So I'm actually going to mention a few people because we've had an influx of people. Let's do four, right?
Okay.
First off, Max Black, brand new to the Patreon. Love Max the Black. Name.
That
Love
sounds name. Like he's in Garda Protection, doesn't it?
Oh yeah.
Max Black.
Yeah, wanted by the Kinahans.
Yeah, it also sounds like a kind of like a condom range. Max Black, doesn't it?
Max Black. Then we've Niall Delaney, who I think, Niall, you are one of the Emerald Warriors who recently did the drag
Queen of the Warriors.
Yes. And Niall, who we know from the Glitz days, to be honest, as well.
Oh, okay.
And then shout out as well to Bill and Stephen. Two of y'all are from the UK, two of y'all are from Ireland. Cheers for keeping us as a united front moving forward post Brexit.
Yes, a united Ireland via a podcast. So thanks you guys for signing up. There's lots more content coming your way. Mm-hmm. And of course, welcome to the Patreon. So if you haven't signed up to our Patreon, our petty Patreon, do get on that now, because we have different little kind of price brackets that you can sign up for, which will give you different video access, audio access, and on our latest episode, what are we talking about?
Oh my God. Okay. Well, we've had quite a journey with Pride. We actually had a lot of different acts that we'd spoken to over the next while, including one that was paid and pulled out. So we're going to get into that only on Patreon.
Yeah, we're going to give away some of the juice. Who was difficult to get? Who wanted private jets? Who was behaving badly? And who eventually did say yes to come and do the show? So check all that out over on our petty Patreon.
I always shit myself when we talk a little bit of the juice of that stuff.
Oh, I don't give a shit. Talking. That's what's it. I'm here for the juice.
We'll go over to patreon.com/paylittlethingspod if you want to just support the pod or get on board and hear some of this juicy gossip.
We're going to take a little break and we are going to be back with your parties from hell, and God knows you've had a few.
Okay, and we're back. We did reach out to you all via our lovely Instagram and asked about stories that you've been to hellish parties. We have been to a lot of parties. I was trying to think myself, had I had any like traumatic experiences? I had a lot of fun, but not traumatic experiences. But I actually thought of a few good stories that involved you as well. Should we kick off with them, or do you want to kick off with our
lovely
listeners?
Like, I think like it's so funny. Like, it's when we were thinking about this topic, I was like, God, I don't think I've been to any parties from hell. And then cut to, like, you just go, oh my God, remember that? Oh my God.
Yeah.
Like, there's been so many over the years. Like, I remember myself and April lived over at the front lounge. Well, it's Street 66 now, at the back. We lived there, and this was going back. This was like the early noughties. And everyone went out. And these are in the days when everyone would be.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Going out in this Smirnoff Ice. You'd be literally just like having maybe like 6-7 Smirnoff Ice, maybe a few aftershocks.
Just like gross.
And then you'd be like, you know, coming back literally getting like the spins and just craziness. But I remember for some reason loads of people came back to our apartment. Our apartment was very small. Mm-hmm. Like, it was 2-bedroom, but like not big at all. And it was wild. It was people like, and we were on the top floor, so, and there was no lift. So you had to like walk up, like, I think it was like 4 flights to the top. So it was obviously waking up everybody in the fucking whole building, up and down. And the music was banging. The windows were all open, so everyone in the street could hear. And I was viciously ill. I always remember this. Viciously ill. I don't know. I must have been doing like loads of shots, just because at that stage I was mad for the shots, just whacking the shots into me. And I remember I was in the bathroom and I was vomiting like crazy, right? And I was like, you know, when your head is spinning and you're like, yeah. Ugh, and you're like not quite getting the toilet. You're kind of falling around. And it was, I think it was actually Imperia, Queen of Spain, who was with us at the time. She was like, come along, me darling. Come along, me darling. I'll put you to bed. Right?
Which, by the way, it does sound like the worst Spanish accent in the world. Is how Imperia spoke. Like,
yeah.
Imperia did not speak like someone like we know from Spain.
No.
She was like, you know, from an island somewhere. Ooh,
she was very exotic.
Yes.
And so she's like, put me to bed. I was in bed. And you know when you're like, lie down and we're at a party, like, your head is spinning and it's just the worst. But then I was kind of going in and out of consciousness, and then I just remember hearing an alarm going off, and I didn't realize till the next day, basically someone had been out in the hallway and had smashed the fire alarm. Mm. And it was like, basically it set off the building, the whole alarm. And those alarms are so fucking loud, like literally mm-hmm. was going off in everyone's apartment. Yeah. Next thing, 3 fire brigades come. Mm-hmm. And the police. Mm-hmm. And our house is full of fucking like crazy drag queens.
Yeah.
like wild. It was fucking madness. And the fire brigade, they were so fucking angry. And they were like, who set off the fire alarm? They were like, it's a criminal offense because you're wasting fire brigade's time. So I slept through all this. I was like on death's door. And the next day we got a fine for €1,000 for setting off the fire alarm, which was like, and we were fuming because we knew somebody at the party had to set it off. Somebody. No. Yeah, because it was right outside our door.
Pay it?
Yeah, we had to pay it, yeah. So,
oh my God.
That was pretty horrific. And it was just like, then all our neighbors literally one by one attacked us. Like, how dare you? Blah, blah, blah. So that was like, you know, when you're coming down the shame of like, having causing murder.
Yeah.
And then having all that kick off. So that was pretty bad. That was for me.
One that got kind of a flashback in my head there was my friend Dave had just moved into this brand new apartment and it was night one and we all went back on the set after the night out. And a performer who's still performing in Dublin at the moment managed to vomit all over the apartment. Now, I'm not going to say who it was, but all over the apartment. And we had to how do we get rid? What's going on? Because the apartment was destroyed. But also, there was so much noise going on. And the flatmate who he'd moved in with was human and coming out and being no, this is not okay. This is day one and this is what it's going to be like. And we were just oh shit. And it was so exciting because we were at that age that no one had ever really lived out at home. So we were going, oh, we're going to go wild. The only wildness was that we were cleaning up sick. That was
it. Oh my God. It's this, there's just something about rental properties and shit and sick that just go hand in hand together. It's crazy. But we have asked that we reach out to you guys to share some of your tales from hell, and you have sent some real humdingers in, so shall we see what they say?
Okay,
let's see.
The first person has asked to be anonymous.
There's a lot of anonymity.
That's a really hard word to say. Anonymity. A few sambucas and you'd get your lips around that fine. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely. Well, anonymous.
So I'm going to call this person Anne-Marie O'Burke. Anne-Marie O'Burke has sent a message saying, me and my mate fucking hated this bitch back in the day. So we rang the bomb squad to her 21st. The worst part is we still actually had to go to the 21st. So we turned up. And now I see her on the street all the time and I can't look at her in the eye because I have such shame about it. that's full on. However, it also triggered another memory of us being in the George that Pride when Amanda Lepore came over.
Oh, yeah.
And someone rang a bomb threat in.
A bomb scare, yeah.
Well, and we were stuck in the lane.
Yeah.
We were stuck in the laneway.
Oh, my God. I have another one here. I'm not going to say who it's from. I'm just going to say... I'll say Alicia. And a lot of these stories are anonymous because I think if you were to actually name the person, you'd be like, shame, shame, I know your name.
Yes.
So here we go. Party story from hell. Had my 18th in college accommodation in Galway. Very small apartments. There were two toilets in the apartment. Place was full the night of the party. After a while, I noticed a fierce bang of shite in the hall.
What?
Fierce bang of shite. Basically, for those of you in the UK, that means a really bad smell of shit in the hall. Somebody had shat on the bathroom floor right beside the toilet and left the toilet roll on top, just like a cherry on a cake.
Oh my God.
This told me that it was an intentional dirty protest and not just someone caught on the hop. Someone had also walked in on the carpet and walked it through the hall. So everyone at the party were friends. And to this day, we still don't know who the dirty bastard was.
Oh my God.
So somebody shit right beside the toilet and then somebody fucking walked it all through the house into the carpet.
No. That just for some reason makes me want to say, you know, the way Gene from EastEnders would say, sausage surprise. That's more shitty surprise.
The surprise is there's no sausages.
I have to say, when it comes to poop or anything to do with it, that is that's me clocking out. I'm leaving, I'm closing the door behind me, and good luck with that because I'm not dealing
absolutely
with that. Okay, next up. Okay, this next one I'm gonna say anonymous. They did not ask to be anonymous, but I was at a house party with university friends, but then my breast forms fell out. For anyone that doesn't know what breast forms are, they're I have a foam version of them, but you can get a jelly version of them, and then you put
they're fake titties, basically
fake titties, pop them in your bra. So my breast forms fell out and that's when they realized the jig was up, and I was like, oh. So yeah, I don't know how that was. I have seen queens on stage where their breast forms have fallen out mid-performance, but never at a party. Have you ever seen somebody's titties fall out at a party?
Only mine. I remember I did a cartwheel once and they just fell out. When I was upside down.
Oh my God. Did they hit you in the face on the way down?
No, they just, then they were really heavy jelly ones that we used to wear years ago. And when I did a tumble, they just went out my top and they both went plump onto the ground. Oh, they literally, like, you know, like if somebody was being electrocuted, it was like everyone turned just with the titties and just fall and hit the ground.
Yeah, yeah. That's why I recommend a Marks and Spencer's bra, because those bad boys will keep everything in.
Okay, I have one here. We're going to say this is from Stevie, okay? So let me see. Party from hell. Was invited over to one of the lads from school house party when I was around 18. These are all very quite young, aren't they?
Yeah.
This is like, you live and learn, leave it in the past. We got a lift from another lad who decided to drive without the lights on to scare myself and my sister, who were sitting on top of five people crammed into the back.
Oh, God.
Okay? We arrived to the house. It was freezing cold. There was nothing, only cans of Galahad.
Oh,
Galahad.
What is Galahad?
Galahad's like cheap cider.
Oh.
There was only cans of Galahad and Tesco own brand crisps. His dog had open sores all over. I think it was the mange. Oh, sounds gross. They gave the cat a saucer of beer, which resulted in the cat scuttering all over my jacket that was sitting on the couch. We walked 3 miles home and then realized the party was not going to get any better. It was basically an excuse for your man who just wanted to get a young one over to have sex with. So,
oh my God.
So there was no party. Basically, he was just trying to get them over there for the ride. So that is pretty, pretty horrific.
But that is also relatable. Like, I think we've all been there where someone's like, oh, like, would you like to come back to a party? You get back and there's like nobody else there and you're like,
actually, what is the story with that? It's like, do you want to come back for a party? And it's like, there's never any drink. Yeah. Like, ever. And like, I remember I went back to somebody's house once and there was like five of us and there was like, I have a nagging. I was like, a nagging between five people?
That's a,
like,
shock.
That's a party from hell right there.
You're going to love these because I got two of them. One is from Bill, one's from Keith. Keith described it as too many parties ruined by the guy who takes out the guitar. Vibe kill every time. Bill described it as a lad whipped out a guitar and started singing Wonderwall. That is a vibe kill. Like, straight away, I'm like, shut up.
Absolutely. Unless my friend Lisa, actually, she turned 14 and she had it at this campsite. It was like, we all did this kind of outdoor camp. It was actually really fun. And my other friend, Lisa, she likes to sing song when she gets drunk and she's a really, really good singer now. She genuinely is. And she always sings Somewhere Over the Rainbow. That's her go-to.
Like, now, does she do, which version of it? Like, does she do the old Judy Garland one?
No, she does Eva Cassidy, but this girl has an amazing voice. But when she's drunk, she can't really quite hit some of the... And we laugh and we slag around it all the time. But there was a good friend of ours walking past, and she's walking past the campfire, and when Lisa started singing, she nearly fell into the fire. It was just like, so the gals will remember who I'm talking about. I have one here. Okay, so here we go. This is from, let's just say, Mary. Okay. Had a birthday party at mine without my parents' permission while they're away for the night, which is always going to be tricky, isn't it?
Mary.
My friend threw up in my parents' bed and didn't tell me.
Oh no.
I didn't find out until my mum went to go for a nap the next day.
No, she basically Amber Heard-ed her parents. Do you know
literally
what I mean?
Like, but when she sent me this, I said, I have to ask what the mum said.
Yeah.
And she said, she didn't say anything. She just whacked me around the place. So there was no words. There was just verbal assault. So,
oh my God.
Poor Mary.
I was never able to have like a house party in my family home because my mom was just so meticulous about, like, say, even what angle like a picture frame was, that she'd know straight away. So I never really got to do that. Okay, next up is, I'm going to just say, a drag entertainer from Dublin.
Okay.
And,
hang on now, would this be a vintage entertainer, or would it be...
Someone that performed on one of our Queens of Captivity, we'll say that.
Okay.
Okay, an after party for a play we did, somebody accidentally got their finger cut off.
Oh my God. Okay.
Hell. Okay. My next one. I mean, we've had a lot of poo. This is about vomit. I once had to scrape thrown up curry out of someone's kitchen floorboards because I was the only person with a strong enough stomach to handle it. Now, everything kind of looks like curry at some point of the night if you've had a drink or two and a vom comes up. Do you mean, for some reason, you'll see the vom and you're like, I didn't even have peas. Where did those peas come from?
Yeah.
Like,
There's always. Listen, I know we've had lots of people send them in, but I think we're going to leave it there. But, you know, one thing that we were at, do you remember that time when I had my shoes stolen at a party? That was pretty bad.
My God. Oh, yes. Yeah. Okay, so set the scene, picture Sicily, 1932. Go.
It was actually Rath Farnham, like 2011 or something.
Yeah.
It was actually Good Friday, so all the pubs were closed. So we were having a little house party in our friend Dave's house, and I just filmed this thing for RTE, so I had been working and you guys were already on it, and there was lots of people there that I didn't really know, so I came over in drag to the house and everyone had to take their shoesies off, which, by the way, I actually hate people who say take your shoes off. I hate that. I just, yeah. Not because of this, I just feel like
it's who made you take your shoes off?
It must have been Dave. It must have been. But it was, yeah, because it was his house, or maybe it was
The flatmate. Name.
Yeah.
Nameless. Go on.
Well, probably was him. So so I took my gorgeous, I had these little pink and white, baby pink and white little high heels fab, and we continued on partying, and then everyone kind of had left, and like I said, okay, I better go order a taxi, and I went to leave, and I was like, my shoes are gone. Like, I was like,
my shoes.
I was like, the shoes were literally gone. Couldn't find them anywhere. Everyone was like, they have to be here. Of course they have to be here. But they weren't. And you did find out who took them.
I did. You, like, did someone have to give you a pair of shoes to get home in?
No, actually, I think I just had socks. I just had socks on. Because I was going from, like, the car to the door. So it was fine.
Girl, you were fuming. You were
I was.
Somebody stole my shoes. Like, I've never witnessed that in my whole life. Like, You arrive with shoes, you're made take them off, and then someone robs your fucking shoes.
Yeah. And as well, it was of a time when, like, it was hard to get drag shoes. It was like, they were like gold dust.
True. Did you have a painted toenail, though?
I definitely did, because they were peep toes, so I definitely would have. Well, that's it. That is all our parties from hell. Thank you for sending them in. You're an awful smelly bunch.
Thank you so much.
We're going to be back with our Rodders of the Week after this little jingle.
Okay, y'all, it's everyone's favorite time of the week. Let's get it off our chest, Davina, because it is time for
Rodder of the Week on Petty Little Things.
Well, I actually have a really, really long list of rotters, and I don't know why, but I'm going to kick it off straight away.
Yeah, go for it.
My first rotter is, why do all airports only have a Burger King? Like, where is the McDonald's? Mm. Why is there only Burger Kings? Like, what deal with the devil did Burger King do that I can only have a flaming grilled Whopper when I actually want a McChicken sandwich? And don't say that the long chicken royale is the same as a McChicken sandwich, because it is not.
But in general, like, some airports are just really crap with, like, food options in general. Like, I have to say, Gatwick is pretty good for food places. But, like, people are spending a lot of time in airports hanging around. Like, you should have, that should be top priority. There has to be money to be made in that.
You practically need a mortgage to buy a Burger King. Have you ever ordered a Burger King recently? Like, you could easily drop 20 quid and only have a chicken royale meal. Like, robbers, especially in an airport. So my first rotter is, shout out to all those airports who don't have a McDonald's and only are letting us have, what is it, the Pan of France? Those Mingan rolls.
Yeah. Shout out to all those airports that aren't getting people actually to their flights on time.
Oh, yeah. Gas.
So they're the actual rotters. Oh my God. So I actually, one of my first rotters is, I have it down. So basically dozy people that are walking through these streets of Dublin. Dozy people. So the other day I was walking up Exchequer Street actually, and I had this is going to sound actually just hilarious. So I had this limbo set on my shoulder, okay, which is like in a long, it's like a long, kind of like a meter long bag, like just like on my back. So I'm walking along and it's like I'm kind of carrying a few bits, but there's this dozy person coming towards me, dozy girl, literally walking along, and she walks full blown into the limbo set. Like, full blown.
Oh.
She's her head in her phone, and she's one hand, she's on her phone, and the other hand is holding her boyfriend's hand, and she's her head down, and she's walking along, and she's walking straight towards, before she even gets it, she walks straight into it, causes the big, like, bang, and I just like thief in the night, I just keep walking. I'm like, no, the limbo set's fine. It's glued to my shoulder, not moving. So I keep walking. I turn around and she's like this, holding her arm.
Fuck off.
And I said, are you actually for real? I said, you walked right into me. I was like, wakey, wakey, Clodagh. Wakey, wakey. I was like, but like all these bitches walking around like wakey, wakey, walking into fucking, like they walk into you. And it's like, you're supposed to just like, you know, Moses and the sea is just fucking part. No, not gonna happen. So people get your head out your phones, and the boyfriend like rubbing her elbow for her. Oh, you okay? Yeah. It's like, yeah, she's lucky that's all. It was fucking, she banged off.
Yeah, absolutely. Lucky she didn't get a pinch after she walked into
literally.
Well, to be honest.
Yeah.
Okay, my next one. And like, honestly, I don't know when I wrote this down, because sometimes I write things down on my phone when I'm like a bit drunk. But clearly I was triggered at some point, because I wrote comedians with their funny faces in their professional pictures. You know when like comedians have to do a new poster and they like, and then I put in brackets, look, I'm gas. So they do like the open mouth face. And they're like, ah, or like mad hands and mad arms. Like comedians thinking they're gas in photos. Look at me. Like I'm real funny. Look at my funny face. Stop. Yeah.
Do you know what's so funny though? It's like over the last while, I've kind of like been around a couple of comedians. I'm like, actually, like you're kind of not funny.
Really? Where's the jokes?
Where's the jokes? It can be sometimes, I think, I know comedy is very hard to do, and I just think mentally it must be really strenuous, but I totally get what you're saying. It is kind of funny. That in itself is funny.
Okay, give me your next.
And our last one is, do you know what drives me mad? It's like, you know, people who are all about getting married and they're all like, oh my God, the love of my life. I can't believe I'm going to spend my life with you. Mm-hmm. They go get married, have their like big champagne wedding. Everything's fabulous. And then like a hot minute later, it's all off. It's all off. And then they've remarried someone else.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I cannot get my head around how it's like you literally just, these people jump in and out of relationships like so fast. And celebrities as well. It's like, how can you be like, oh yes, this time it's for real. It's like your fifth husband. Like what the fuck is going on? Like,
what are they thinking? Like, and also stop putting us through all these long ceremonies and days. Like, get married to someone when it's forever. Like, let's try and make this forever.
Or just don't get married. Like, what is that about? It just drives me nuts. It's like, how can people like relationship hop? And it's like, or, and it boils down to people just being with someone as well. We're like, oh my God, we're so in love. The next thing, that person's gone. And a week later, they're with someone else. And they're like fully like immersed in it. And you're just like, how can someone jump that quick? I'm just like, that says sociopath to me. That's what it says.
Completely. Was that your rudder, or was that just
that was my rudder? No, that was
okay,
my
rudder. Because it just came like, it seemed to just like overtake your body, and all of a sudden I was like, oh, she's just currently rotted right now. Like,
no, it's rotted. It's rotted me for ages.
I just want to finish off, but, and I'm looking out the window right now, because my final rotter is the fucking person who dumped a couch that's about 65 million years old outside my fucking apartment window. I must call Dumpsy Council and get them to take away. But somebody also was desperate for parking, because I'm looking out now and it was in a car parking space, and somebody got out of their car obviously and moved the couch to a corner so that they could park.
Oh my God.
It's taking up more of the path now, because someone was like, I need to park. I have places to be.
Do you know what's so funny? And we have, you said this as a rotter before. There's a neighbor that lives near me, and she's renowned for we haven't got much space on our streets around here. And she puts out like chairs and cones. You know, she holds a spot, even though she doesn't have a car. Always there's a free space inside her house. She always has these road cones, so loads of people will come and just like for spite move the cones.
Yeah, love
and
that.
Always, I love when there's a fight. You know, when they're like,
love
cause,
it
because her argument is like defunct. Like,
that's
you don't own
space.
The fucking road. No.
So
I'd love to someone to drop a couch outside her house. Tell them to bring it down here.
Oh my God, I'd love that too. And we all know the only people that own the roads are builders, y'all. Like they're the only people. They own the roads. They can do whatever the fuck they want. And we just have to deal with it.
Absolutely.
I have so many more rotters, D, but I'm going to hold them to the next episode.
Do. Hold off.
If you haven't got enough of us today, make sure you head over to Patreon. Check out our Extra Little Things episode. For those of you who don't know, it's our sidecar podcast where we get into even more topics. I cannot wait for Pride. I know it's the kickoff for Pride Month, but I truly am excited to be on stage with Ian Vicar Street and just have the best set, because Vicar Street is basically the party that we want to be at. That's what the idea behind us putting it together.
Absolutely. And if you haven't got your ticket, do get it, because it will sell out. 100% it will. And you want to have your plan in place for where you're going to be at Pride. You don't want to be in a queue. You don't want to be meandering around the streets. You want to get in and be pumped full of pure pop. And that's what we're going to do for you.
Oh my God, pumped full of, I was like, what is she getting at? Yes. Anyway, until next time, everyone.
Stay petty.
Wow.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.